आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू रिलीज अनदर इंस्टॉलमेंट ऑफ पीएम किसान स्कीम टू 9 crore फार्मर्स अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुडे। To also inaugurate South India Natural Farming Summit in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA to meet in Patna today to elect their leader. Enforcement Directorate arrests chairman of Al Falah Group, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, under prevention of Money Laundering Act. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, calls for zero tolerance towards terrorism at SCO meet. And in cricket, India A enter semi-finals of Rising Stars Asia Cup 2025 with 6-wicket win over Oman in Doha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. In Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Modi will visit the holy shrine and Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi and offer his obeisance. The Prime Minister will also participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba and will release a commemorative coin and a set of stamps honoring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. He is also scheduled to address the gathering during the program. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu and will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit. During the program, Mr. Modi will release the 21st installment of PM Kisan, amounting to more than 18,000 crore rupees to support 9 crore farmers across the country. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering. South India Natural Farming Summit, commencing today, is being organized by the Tamil Nadu Natural Farming Stakeholders Forum, with an aim to promote sustainable, eco-friendly and chemical-free agricultural practices. More from our correspondent.
Coimbatore, the Manchester of South India, as it is favourably called, has been decked up for today's summit. Traffic diversion has been announced in the arterial Avinashi Road at Coimbatore. The road will be closed from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Trucks have been banned from entering the city from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Security has been beefed up at the Coimbatore International Airport. Private vehicles and call taxis are restricted from entering the airport between 12 to 3 p.m. today. It is to be noted that the total of India's export is pegged at rupees 2,43,042 crore, according to 2024-25 analysis released by the government. Tamil Nadu stands third in the country in agricultural production with 9.18% according to the 2023-2024 statistics. The state shares 1.95% in spices production, first in floriculture, second in livestock production with 13.96% share, 6.50% share in fruits production, 4.62% in vegetable production and 25.40% in plantations production. This summit also has agri-related experts to share the knowledge and experience in increasing production and exporting the food products from the country. Joy from Coimbatore.
In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA will meet in Patna today to elect their leader. All 202 newly elected MLAs from the 5 NDA parties, BJP, Janata Dal United, Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will attend the meeting and elect the alliance leader. More from our correspondent.
The legislative party meeting of NDA has been convened at the Extension Building of Bihar Assembly this afternoon. Today, separate meetings of the BJP and Janata Dal United legislative party will also be held. The BJP meeting will be held at around 10 a.m. at the party's state headquarters in Patna under the supervision of the party's central observers, while around the same time the JDU legislative party meeting will also take place. Once Nitish Kumar is elected as the NDA legislative party leader, he will go to the Raj Bhavan to submit his resignation to Governor Arif Mohammad Khan. The 243-member current assembly term will also end today as the cabinet has recommended its dissolution effective from today. Meanwhile, preparations for the swearing-in ceremony at Patna's historic Gandhi Maidan are in full swing. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Enforcement Directorate ED has arrested Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. ED has conducted search operations at 19 locations in Delhi yesterday, including the premises of Al Falah University and residential premises of key persons of Al Falah Group. The investigation has revealed that large amounts of proceeds of crime have been generated. The agency said that the evidence reveals crores of rupees have been diverted by the trust to family-owned entities. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on IX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met Russian President Vladimir Putin along with other heads of delegations attending the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting. Dr. Jaishankar also met other heads of SCO delegations in Moscow yesterday. Addressing the SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting, External Affairs Minister asserted that India has the right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Dr. Jaishankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away, and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he is looking forward to hosting Russian President Vladimir Putin next month. The statement came during his meeting with Nikolai Patrushev, aide to the Russian president, who called on him in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that he had productive discussions with Mr. Patrushev on expanding cooperation in the maritime sector, including new opportunities for collaboration in connectivity, skill development, shipbuilding, and blue economy. Mr. Patrushev also discussed preparations for the India-Russia summit scheduled for early December. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that a high-level delegation from India, led by the Governor of Andhra Pradesh, Justice S. Abdul Nazir, will be visiting Saudi Arabia today following the tragic incident involving Indian pilgrims in Medina on the 17th of this month. The delegation will render full assistance and oversee measures in coordination with the Saudi authorities, including the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah. The ministry informed that the Embassy of India in Riyadh and the Consulate General of India in Jeddah are working closely with the local authorities to expedite the identification of mortal remains. It stated that the government is also facilitating the travel of the families of the deceased to Saudi Arabia. Afghanistan's Minister of Industry and Commerce, Nuruddin Azizi, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 5-day official visit to India. He is likely to visit India International Trade Fair. During his visit, Azizi is also scheduled to meet with Indian officials, especially those related to trade and commerce. This marks one of the highest level visits from the Taliban government to India since their takeover of Kabul in August 2021. The United States and Saudi Arabia signed agreements on civil nuclear energy and the sale of cutting-edge US F-35 warplanes during yesterday's visit by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House. According to the statement of the White House, the two countries ratified a joint declaration on civil nuclear energy that builds the legal foundation for a decades-long multi-billion dollar nuclear energy partnership in line with strong non-proliferation standards. In addition, President Donald Trump approved a major defense sale package, which includes future deliveries of F-35 advanced American fighter jets. The 56th International Film Festival of India IFE 2025 will open tomorrow with a vibrant cultural parade celebrating India's cinematic legacy. The festival will be held in Panaji, Goa from the 20th to the 28th of this month, bringing together guests and filmmakers from over 80 countries and showcasing more than 270 films from India and abroad. More from our correspondent.
IFE is a Dreamweaver celebration where the flicker of the projector becomes a heartbeat, a mosaic of countless stories converging under one sky. Spanning across five main venues in Goa, in these 8 days, every screening is a voyage, from the silent tremor of unspoken longing to the roar of a revelation, from the indigenous pulse of Indian panorama to the distant echoes of world cinema. Workshops, masterclasses, film bazaar markets, each an invitation to the curious, the bold, the heart-hungry creators. The festival's purpose holds steady: to provide a common platform for filmmakers of the world to project their excellence in film art, promoting friendship and cooperation among people of the world. The festival is at once intimate and expansive. Intimate in the hush of a single viewer enthralled by a frame, expansive in the millions of frames that ripple across continents, brought together here on Goa's luminous shores. In this poetic lens, the festival becomes a mirror and a window. A mirror reflecting our yearning for connection. A window opening onto the infinite vault of human imagination. The silver screen invites us to dream, to remember, to feel. And as the curtains fall, the light lingers in our minds. Perhaps a flicker, perhaps a flame, reminding us that cinema is more than motion. It is life in motion. And we are alive. This is Saira Mujtaba with Adarsh Kumar, Panaji, Goa.
In cricket, India A marched into the semi-finals of the Rising Stars Asia Cup 2025 tournament with a 6-wicket win over Oman in their final Group B match at the Western Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha, Qatar yesterday. After deciding to field first, the Indian cricket team restricted Oman to 135 for 7 in 20 overs. In reply, India A chased down the target with confidence, reaching 138 for 4 in 17.5 overs. The win helped India seal second spot on the Group B points table and confirm their place in the semi-finals. In boxing, Preeti Pawar, 54 kilograms, defeated Tokyo Olympics medalist and 3-time world champion Huang Xiao Wen of Taiwan to advance to the gold medal bout at World Boxing Cup Finals 2025 yesterday. Preeti led the way as 8 Indians, including Arundhati Chaudhary, Meenakshi Huda, Abhinash Jamwal, Ankush Panghal, Nupur Shuran, Narendra Berwal and Praveen, entered the finals at the Shaheed Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Sunil. The Supreme Court has recalled its May 16 judgment that barred grant of ex post facto environment clearance to development projects, holding that the previous ruling failed to consider binding earlier precedent and thereby violated judicial discipline, writes Hindustan Times. Delhi suicide bomber glorifies his act in video found in his phone, recovered from his brother, reports the Tribune. Most wanted Maoist commander Hidma killed in Andhra forest operation, reads the top headline in the Indian Express. The Asian Age quotes Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav as saying at the COP30 that rich nations must hit net zero and pay up on climate. And finally, Times of India has quoted a four-nation study in Lancet that reveals as many as 83% of Indians walking into hospitals carry drug-resistant bacteria brought on by overuse of antibiotics. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release another installment of PM Kisan scheme to 9 crore farmers across the country today. To also inaugurate South India National Farming Summit in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu. In Bihar, newly elected MLAs of NDA to meet in Patna today to elect their leader. Enforcement Directorate arrests chairman of Al Falah Group, Jawad Ahmed Siddiqui, under Prevention of Money Laundering Act. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, calls for zero tolerance towards terrorism at SCO meet. And in cricket, India A enter semi-finals of Rising Star Asia Cup 2025 with 6-wicket win over Oman in Doha. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.